Hear the word of the Lord for a meditation this day. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that we are not just part of this church in the world, the church militant, but Lord, we are part of the church triumphant because of what you have done, because you have sealed us and marked us with the cross of Christ forever, because you have written your name on our foreheads to mark us as one redeemed. Lord, we thank you that we can celebrate, that we are not just part of the church that struggles with the pain and suffering of this present age. But Lord, we are part of the family of God, part of the church triumphant. Lord, impress upon our hearts this day the great reward that awaits us and the promises that we have as your children. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Cancer. Heart trouble. Unemployment. Hunger. Loneliness. Worry, depression, otherwise known as sin. As part of the church militant, which is what we call the church as we live our lives in this world, we live this our lives in this world full of sin. Partly our responsibility, right? Thanks to Adam and Eve. As we live our lives on this side of heaven, we are inundated with what the things that I just mentioned and even more. We're affected by these things. And for many people, it is easy to get sucked into this whirlwind this storm that sucks us in like a whirlpool, sucks us in to feelings of helplessness, feelings of abandonment. And it's hard. It's hard to hear the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 where he says, "Blessed are you when people persecute you and say call all kinds of evil against you because of me." I don't feel very blessed when people do this. Do you? I believe it's because we can get sucked into seeing only the truth that we are part of the church militant. We can feel only the stress of living in a world that seems to have turned its back, for the most part, on the truth of God's love, His grace, His power, and His healing. We can just get so limited in our ability to see beyond this present darkness. And yet, brothers and sisters, I have good news for you. You are not just sinners, right? We are not just sinners. We do not just exist in this present darkness. We do not just belong to this world. We are far more than that. Because even though we are sinners, we are also saints. Thus the pictures. We are definitely sinners. For the wages of sin is, if we were not sinners, we would not die. But death is not the end of the story, right? I'd like to try something that I think I've tried before with you, and I think we ought to do it every once in a while because it really helps to understand this situation, because it is kind of a battle, isn't it? Every day we live this life, isn't it kind of a battle? St. Paul warned us that we were going into battle. And it's a battle of whether we can see beyond our present, or we can see beyond what we're dealing with day by day, to understand who we are, to whom we belong, and the power that we have through Christ and His Holy Spirit to be able to overcome the things that so burden us. So I'm going to ask this side over here to be the church militant. Can you say this? Church militant. Okay? I like this side over here to be the church triumphant. Can you say that? Church triumphant. Okay. So I'd like to lead us in sort of a cheerleading session, because I think that we have a lot to cheer about. Because I think that far too many times we let the fact that we're in the church militant get us down. That's because we don't have other people cheering us on the other side. I was listening to one of the chaplains at our meeting on Thursday. I went to a meeting with the chaplains of the Lutheran Campus Ministries in Michigan. And it was interesting because I know there's probably people who won't relate to this, but there was the pastor who leads the church at Michigan State was sharing how when they had their graduation together, when they used to have it all in one place in the Spartan Stadium, he was asked to do the invocation. And when he was doing the invocation, someone way over in one of the far-reaching ends of the stadium said, "Go green!" And then he said it started something, because the other end of the stadium said, "Go white!" And then they started, "Go green, go white, go green, go white." Now that would have that could probably happen at the big house, right? It'd be different colors. But you could see how it would, one encourages the other, right? And so I would like us to think about this, that when Satan's trying to convince us that we are part of the church, that we never forget that we are also part of the church. Because when we're feeling like we're depressed, when we're feeling hungry and thirsty, when we're feeling alone, and Satan and our sinful nature would like us to think we're just part of the church, we know that we are sealed. We're signed, sealed, and delivered. We are sealed with the cross of Christ forever, and we have a promise of heaven because we're part of the church. When we feel like we don't know what's going to come next, and it's up to us to fix the problem, and we feel overwhelmed and helpless, and we struggle each and every day with being part of the church, we know that the Lord has the power to do what He promises, and He has the power to get us through whatever may come our ways, because we are part of the church. You're not convincing me. It is true. Most definitely true. It's just got to work a little bit harder. We're saved by grace, but come on. Because when the world looks at the church, they far too many times think that we are part only of the church because we don't have the joy that is promised to us who belong to the church. Amen. Woo! Brothers and sisters, we are marked with the cross of Christ forever. We are the family of God. We are those who are represented in Revelation chapter 7. We are the ones for whom this is said. They are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. You see, brothers and sisters, there are so many people who believe that there's never going to be an end. That there's never going to be an end. And if it's the end, it's just the end. Do you know that? Because they really believe that all there is the church. That's all they believe. They don't know the promise that we just heard. They don't know what it means to be sealed. They don't know what it means to have the Holy Spirit in us. To be able to know the power of healing, the power of forgiveness, to know that when God looks at us, He doesn't just see our sin, but He looks at us as redeemed people of God, and He sees in us Jesus, and He says, "You are my child because you are part of the church." Do you think we can live as people who are both part of the church? A part of the church? Do you think we can let people know that it's okay to be part of the church? As well as a part of the church? Do you think we can let people know that it doesn't matter what comes against us? That it doesn't matter if it's even to the point of death? Because we know the end of the story. And the end of the story is those who are part of the church are also part of the church. And we have heaven forever. Amen? I don't know. Did I do this cheerleading okay? Because, brothers and sisters, people need to know this story. They need to know this. And the only way they're going to know this is if we share it with them. The only way they're going to know what it means that they are sealed, that they have the promise of everlasting life because Jesus died for them. Because He loves them. He wants to take them and wash them clean in the blood of the Lamb. We belong. We believe. And we want to become more like Him. Because in doing so, we will never let the church get us to the point of allowing us to forget that we are part of the church. We have the promise. We have the vision of what it means to know that even death has lost its sting. Even death has lost its sting for those who know who they are, for those who are part of the church. Brothers and sisters, can we let people know? Can we let them know that it's not what we do that matters? It's what Christ has done, is doing, and will do. When He returns again to take us home to be with Him forever, then we will know that no matter what we endured as part of the church, will look like nothing compared to eternity that we will spend with our God and Father, with Jesus Christ, with all the saints, before the throne, with no more tears, no more thirsting, no more hunger, no more pain, no more sin, because we're part of the church.
Triumphant.
Amen. As part of the church.